Regarding the September 28th article, Border Crossers Survival Rate Up, the death rate of people crossing the desert is down. Cold comfort when one considers that over 2,400 bodies have been recovered in the Tucson sector since 1999, and over 6,100 since 1994 along the entire U.S.-Mexico border. Prior to 1994, desert fatalities were rare. Even one death is one too many, is written by John Hyde, who lives on the west side.
States' children need adequate school funding. Regarding the October 3rd column, we need Ducey's No Excuses approach to education. A generation of children has now attended kindergarten through high school without benefit of funds taxpayers voted to give the schools back in 2000. How much of this money has been spent by the state to fight in courts not to comply? Lisa Graham Keegan can try all she likes to link Doug Ducey to something positive in this issue, but her logic fails in the face of his own words, promising to spend more money to fight this funding rather than pay the money owed to schools. Even Governor Jan Brewer sees the logic of settling now rather than continuing down that road. As Keegan concedes, education and economy are linked. No matter how many tax breaks the legislature gives away, businesses are unlikely to locate here as long as Arizona essentially eats its young. As an educator, I prefer a governor who truly understands the link between economy and education, Fred Duvall. And that was signed by Kathy Swaggy of Benson. And I apologize, Kathy, for my certain mispronunciation of your last name.
Canada could provide a simple yes or no. I'm glad that the Star publishes candidates' thoughts on complex topics on Sundays. What a welcome relief from the soundbites and misleading ads that leave me feeling disrespected. But some questions don't require columns of space to answer. A simple yes or no will do to queries like, do you think women deserve equal pay for equal work? One Sunday, I would like to see the Star design news space for candidates' yay or nay responses to a series of questions such as, do you support a federal minimum wage hike? Do you support background checks to purchase weapons? Will you work aggressively to thwart climate change? Would you support a constitutional amendment to overturn Citizens United? Some questions just don't require qualifiers. Wouldn't this be refreshing? So writes Nancy Jacques in the Foothills. Nancy, if I tore up your name, excuse me.
All right.
We're not doing well this morning, are we?
Oh, I think you're doing very well.
No, we, between the two of us, we're tearing it up.
Okay, to the final letter to the editor. City should take action versus gigantic potholes. The conditions of roads in Tucson are an abomination. I am a student at the University of Arizona, and anywhere I step off campus, I can barely walk, bike, or drive a block without having to swerve to avoid a pothole. The city needs to do something about these roads immediately. Signed Katie, I'm going to get this, Katie Parasenti, I'm just going to go with Parasenti, of downtown. Well, we're pretty close to 8:20. I think that's going to be it for the op-ed page. Okay, that's right, listeners. The time is 8:19, almost 8:20. This is Sun Sounds of Arizona, and that'll wrap up the op-ed page, and we turn now to national and world news. You want to start us off?
Sure. Out of Iguala, Mexico, revelations of mayhem.